We begin the reading from the Acts of the Apostles, which we will continue all the way until the end of the Easter season, just before Pentecost, because it shows us the life of the risen Christ in his church. And so it begins, as we have just said, we're still in the very early part of this. And the healing of this lame man has become the center. He was known by everybody. I pointed out how the Lord still does that. He just did it to somebody in Detroit a few months ago, only about a year ago now. Somebody well known who, after she was healed of blindness, went all over the town telling everybody. Which is great. So everybody knew this crippled man, and now they see him, and they all gather. And so Peter says, believe me, this has nothing to do with us. This is Jesus, risen from the dead. And through faith in him, this man stands here before you. Now, this cause célèbre will not go away, as we'll hear. The officials get involved. They threaten them. Then they actually beat them. Don't you dare preach in this name. And so the history of the church begins. Now, in this text we have today, we have the second part of the way St. Luke tells us of the way the Lord manifested himself after his resurrection. Yesterday we heard that beautiful story, how Jesus taught them, opened their minds. Now remember, he's only teaching them from what we call the Old Testament, because that's all there was. That the Christ had to suffer and die. It's right there. So then he comes today and greets the apostles, the disciples, and those who were with him. And he proves to them that I'm real. Touch me. Look at me. Give me something to eat. Mercy. I want to prove to you that I'm real. And that even when I disappear from your sight, I'm still real. And I still have a body and blood and bones. It's that body and blood that we share right here at this altar. The risen body of Jesus. And then he goes on, the same theme again as yesterday. Then he said to them, these are my words that I spoke to you when I was still with you. That everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. You notice? Moses, the prophets, the Psalms. Those are the three divisions of the Tanakh, as the Jews call it. They call it Tanakh from Torah, Nevi'im, Ketuvim, Tanakh. Those are the three divisions of the Old Testament. Yesterday, I didn't have time to go into it, but yesterday, he explained to them from the law and the prophets and, I don't know, he said the writings, he didn't, Luke didn't, proved to them, he spoke to them, he opened up the scriptures to them. Understanding the scriptures is a proof that Jesus is risen. Not only is he the key that unlocks the scriptures, he's the Lord who enlightens our mind so that we can see that. Now today, we have the threefold. Everything written about me in the law, the prophets, and the Psalms. The Psalms are the biggest part of the third part, the most important part of the third part of the Bible. And he said to them, thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You know, when you read carefully the prophets and the Psalms, you see how many times they pray for and expect all the nations to come and enjoy what was given to the Jews. How many times that's said, all the nations will come and adore you. How many times that's said? They expected it. They expected it in a very particular way, that they would sort of be the instructors of everybody, that they would all be, you know, gathered around Jerusalem. But the idea that what was given to the Jewish people, whom God trained for a millennium, you see, would be shared with the whole world, was right. It is. We come here to our liturgy, and how much of the year are we reading the Tanakh? Right now we're not, we're reading Acts. Because all the world is invited. And what has been entrusted to us is the preaching of this reality to the whole world. That's what's been entrusted to us. Now go out. Don't wait for them to come to you. You go out to them. Tell them. Work signs and wonders. Heal them. Preach to them. Resolve their problems. Help them in their marriages. Give them knowledge of the one true God and Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, who has come to us and given the Holy Spirit so that we can live a real life. Christ would suffer, rise from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. Now, these words are addressed to us this morning. You are witnesses. You can't walk away from this Mass without having said, I have witnessed the resurrection and the glory of Jesus Christ. And tell everybody about it.